This is the BBC. It feareth not and holdeth forth not, but it keepeth friends with all us.
Right twit, thou soundest.
In the absence of entertainment, we present
the great Brian, all the way from mysterious Upper Dicker. No question is too difficult.
First question, please.
My name is Gladys Clark.
There is no cure. Next, please.
No. My name is Gladys Clark, spelled with a masculine G, as in G-Wave.
I'm his friend.
I thought you were. Now just stand in that open crocodile and wait for the first spring swallow. Next, please.
Who won the Battle of Waterloo?
Tom Flynn.
Tom! It was Lord Winnington.
It's only your word against mine, Jim.
Oh.
And this week's Wacker's Daytime came from a cake-bottling factory in Baton Rouge. Diane, here is the foreman's name.
Tom Hopkins!
That was the sound of the human race. Resignation forms are now available. Now to certain things.
Hard to answer.
The part of the Cornish idiot was played at short notice by a very well-known Cornish idiot player. Clark, we present a tragedy, the story of Lord Seagull, playboy of the Western Approaches, great lover, man of action, athlete, slob, and great wit.
Daphne?
No, you're just saying
that. Well, let's go into the garden.
All right, you tease.
You're not a fella.
Hear that maddening sound of gaiety, music, and acting? It took place in Robin's Post, my ancestral home at Hailsham, Sussex, SW3. Now it's all gone. G-O-N-E pronounced. I was rich, as you will now hear.
I was ready.
See? That was me then. This is me now, speaking. A ruined, broken, crumbling man, going to pieces. There goes another bit.
After her, men.
Yes. Yes, it was a woman who brought me to this low. This and short legs. Duck's disease! The curse of the seagull!
Don't say it here.
Oh! Anyhow, we met years ago. Her name was Penelope. Mine was Ned. Why, I can hear her now.
Hello, Ned, dear.
This is... Let us go back to where it all started. It was 1901, and I was holding a masked ball.
Yes, yes, indeed. We shall be leaping soon. Tell me, Lord Seagull, why are you holding that masked ball?
This is no ordinary ball.
No, don't frighten me, Ned.
This man is a powerful Lord Sin, power behind the throne, owner of the Times, peer of the realm, and relief pianist of the Hackney Empire.
Ah, bonsoir, le gamin. Tell me, Neddy. What is that ball made from?
Oh, silly old girl.
Steady, Moriarty. It's only gold. Come now. Let us weigh it on this set of scales I happen to have handy. There. 14 carrots, 3 turnips, and a mango. Yeah, it's worth its weight in greens.
But what does it mean to me, Lord Sin? Me, a man of means.
Oh, not me. I danced every dance that it started. Lances and the reels, banjo, the waltz.
Who was the lucky girl?
Oh, I didn't worry about them. I did it all on my own. Cypher.
This is my half-brother, Eccles. We keep him for hitting.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Ow! Stop! How do you do?
So you're his half-brother?
Yeah, we haven't found out what the other half is yet. Ow! Thank you. Just a minute. I'm not the idiot you think I am.
No? Which idiots are you then?
What I mean is, I'm a great thinker.
For instance?
Well, for instance, I think, I think I'll go home.
You thought of that all by yourself?
Well, if you put it like that, yes.
I see. Time for Conks Geldray, the golden flop.
Thank you, thank you.
The music of Conks Geldray, folks. Conks lets in air.
Mr. Geldray wishes it known that the Conks Anonymous Club is now open for membership. Part two of our tragedy.
Between dances, we sat on the balcony smoking thoughts and drinking sherry.
Moriarty, stand with the light switch.
Liddy, let us have a look at the golden ball.
Carry on dancing.
What do you mean? My boys can't see the play in the dark.
Can't you, Buck?
No, we don't like playing in the dark. We have trouble in the dark.
Dancers, hand me an instrument. I'll play. Waltz, please. And so the magic of my waltz rhythm rang through the hall. Ha ha ha. Fa-dang, fa-dang. But in the rosy light of dawn, I discovered myself sitting in the middle of a field in full evening dress, playing the drums. I took immediate action. I stopped playing.
Next dance, please.
I said.
Hello, hello. We got a right twit here.
playing cards of yours.
Oh, hello, Sonny. You lost the band, have you?
Now, someone's stolen Robin's post, my ancestral home.
Oh. Yeah, you haven't escaped from anywhere, have you?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, one of them...
I say, how do you do that? I'm glad. Let me try.
Yeah.
Let's do it together, shall we? I say, this is fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you're tax-free and all, my years. Now, come along, mate. Off to the station now. Come on, a few fathers, you'll be all right on it, I tell you.
Very puzzling. Part two.
Get me out of this place. Take this jacket off me.
Lord Seagoon had been incarcerated in a gentleman's rest home in Sussex on a charge of going... Illusions of grandeur and duck's disease. I say, it's not difficult, is it?
In you go and all, mate.
Hey, you can't lock me away. I'm from the BBC.
You're just the right type, mate.
It's no good, Wall. We've got to get out of here. I'll bake a cake, put a file in it, and post it to myself.
Parcel for you?
It's arrived! And here's the file. Now, while I claw a hole in the wall with my bare hands, you cover up the sound by filing through your teeth.
I say, are you filing your teeth?
Yes.
Well, put them under tea, would you? Have tenor's friend will travel.
Bloodlock! How did you get in here?
I have the OBE and attachment, you know. Also, a parcel of steamed squid.
Well, shut up, man. Help me dig a tunnel.
Oh. Oh. In that oil.
You've got to get rid of these rocks.
I'm eating them as fast as I can, I tell you.
What are you doing, Mr. Seagull?
Nick, I'm trying to tunnel out.
Now, Ned of Wales, Bloodnock of anywhere, will get you out of this home, provided you sign the contract on this boiled egg.
Is this contract binding?
A real eye-water. Let me have your deposit. This set of drums will do. Gad. Oh, they look in fine military condition. Just me mirror. Now, I'll do a paradiddle on them.
Don't you dare.
What?
He escaped by military drums. Thank heavens he's gone.
And thank heavens he's back again. Thank you. The return of Bloodnock Part 3. Hello, Ned of Wales. Look, we've all been imprisoned here for...
Why should we spend the rest of our time here?
True.
This is my plan.
It sounds infallible. When do we start?
Now, first we must contact the solicitor. Contact!
Contact made. Welcome to Wacklow, Cuttle and Cran, Bannister. Solicitors for oaths, thin oil and certain things. Things are catching on, men. Things. Now, sir, what apart from your plasticine nose is the trouble?
My wife left me.
Where did she leave you?
At home.
Describe him.
No, you see, my wife didn't understand me.
Oh, why not?
She only spoke Bulgarian.
What was her name?
Mrs. Seagull.
Oh. So she's a married woman. There's a clue. Have you got a description of her?
Here's a complete set of plans of her.
But these are the plans of a house.
She's inside. All you've got to do is find that house and there she'll be.
Ah, you know. Men of Mongolia.
I have won't be a second.
Good. There's no money in the boxing game, then.
Back all of you.
Minute, Mongolia.
I never heard it. Please.
Put your saxophone down and listen. This man in the mosquito net hat is a new client.
How do you do?
I didn't catch the name.
I haven't dropped it yet. That's it.
Oh, dear, dear. Mr. Steele. He's coming. He's coming nearer. He's almost here. He's arrived.
Bandit. That will be a pound. Come and see us in 10 guineas time.
How many change have I? Oh, you haven't, eh? Then to hell with you.
Man, that sounds like my cue. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Dame, what you do, it's the way that you do it. Dame, what you do, it's the way that you do it. Dame, what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets the results. Dame, what you do, it's the place that you do it. Dame, what you do, it's the place you do it. Dame, what you do, it's the place you do it. That's what gets the results. You can try hard, don't mean a thing. Take it easy, easy. Dig the jive and swing. Tame what you do, it's the place that you do it. Tame what you do, it's the place you do it. Tame what you do, it's the time you do it. That's what gets the result. Tame what you do, it's the way that you do it. Says Damien Robinson. Tame what you do, it's the way that you do it. Says Peter McGurk. It ain't what you do. It's the way that you do it. Yeah.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you. Part 3 of Certain Things.
Riding along the king's highway.
Riding along the king's highway.
Happy, Moriarty?
Ah, no doubt.
I say, there's something in the road ahead.
It is ahead. With a body attached.
It's mine, Bottle of Finchley.
Ah.
Can you give me a lift to London town?
Go on, hop it.
It's too far to hop it.
Hello, Bottle, it's okay, Moriarty. What have you been doing? Keep going, I'm a friend of mine. I'm a cow. Hello. Hello, Bottle.
Oh, look at him in brand evening dress. It's echoes of length.
He's okay, Moriarty. He's a friend of mine. Come on up, Bottle.
Oh, tired, Clarence. He's a cigarette card of a newt.
Ooh.
And here's one of a King Edward potato at 2 months old.
Delicious.
Do you know, Bart?
What?
I've been doing lifeguard duties on the Strum Beach at Ratsgate.
Oh, I didn't know you could swim in water, Bottle.
I can't swim in a water bottle.
What I meant was,
I didn't know you could... I'm not going to tell you.
Do you know that I had to learn to swim at 2 weeks old?
2 weeks old? Eh? Why?
The vicar dropped me in the front. I went. Hello? Hello, everybody.
I'm not stopping here.
Oh, I didn't see you. It was all out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 15 men on dementia. Oh, not such a big crowd in that, didn't? I wonder if little Butler's lives in the public that has kept him in licorice and long shorts for all these years. I wonder if I'm a Paul and Ardle. Another was being. No. I shall go on from triumph to triumph. Oh, my trousers have come down. Never again will I trust knotted string from Freedom Mills.
You better have a brandy.
There
we are.
No, thank you. Ring, ring, ring. The phone. Hello.
Hello, Butler. Help me. Where is Robin's post?
He's on a lorry going down the Great North Road.
You'll be rewarded for this with a 290 and a spare sock. Get up now.
Yes. A fiery horse, a flash of light, 2 pounds of potatoes, a small brown loaf. Hey, ho, and it's the Lone Ranger.
Get up, proud beauty.
All right, dear.
Ring, ring, ring in the direction of Ned.
What's that? It sounds like a telephone. It tastes like a telephone.
What number did it taste like?
Hastings 1066.
That's us.
Hello, us.
Listen, Betty. I'm warning you not to follow us.
Where is that phone? The man on the other end is a criminal. Hello? Blast has escaped. This phone is empty. Ta-da!
It's near enough for jazz.
We'll never catch him on a horse. But just as I said that, folks, an old Indian hooker drew up from a nearby canal.
Hello, Mr. Neddyman.
Hello. Here is our card.
Our card.
Jim Jones and Tom Squat Printers?
They are the men we bought the cards from.
We're getting them the second hand, you know.
Cast out! Now then, who's our navigator?
I am.
Mind the boat!
What? Wait a minute.
Neddy, allow me to explain.
Tell him,
this man is brilliant, you know.
Yeah,
he's brilliant at...
And that's him saying it.
Yes. He's not only brilliant at cartography and astral navigation, he's brilliant at... Well, at all sorts of things. Certain things he's brilliant at. Eccles.
I do, yeah.
Yes. Now... Eccles,
what?
You know that the mouth of the Amazon is 100 miles wide.
Oh, yeah?
And the coast of Albania is 10,000 miles long.
Oh, yeah?
You see there? I mean, he knew the answers to both the questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
My turn?
Yes.
Here's a map of the route.
What's the scale?
Oh, Remy Batoladido. What's for pudding?
Cruise Augustus.
Wow. Wind's coming out.
Yeah. Caught with their instruments down. Not long to the payoff now, folks. Oh, dear. Now, Neddy, pick a card. Don't show it to me. What is it?
Jim Jones and Tom Squat Printers.
Correct.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Well, man, look what I found floating in the canal. The payoff.
It's the front door to Robin's Post.
Man,
there must be some mistake.
Nitty-nitty-darling. You're back, your friends. You brought them both with you, I see. Oh, la, la.
I carry them for sentimental reasons. She's fainted.
Stand aside. I'm a doctor. I specialize in fainting.
Get
here, you disrespectful swine. Standing there with your two fainted people, take your shoes off. You have to wear such loud socks.
How's the deaf feet?
Yeah, folks, exploding socks. It's the new noise clothes. Get noise clothes. Why not get your granny a pair of red panel drawers that go...
And with Lord Seagoon's wife safely fainted and a good laugh and a pair of cackling drawers, we say farewell from page 13 of The Goon Show.
Is there no end to it?
Oh, it's near enough to jazz.
Yeah.
Thank you.